I move now to the report of the Cabinet Member for Adult Social Care, Public Health, Housing Needs. Two items actually. One is the homelessness and rough sleeping strategy. Paper C, should we do that first?
I think I need to start this with a thank you to Jamie's here this evening and Carol, who's been here, and just all such a great support when we've been driving this forward, and to everybody who works with the department that's been involved. I have a long speech and I have a short speech. It's freezing cold, you're getting the short speech.
Turn the heaters off, can you?
Yeah, I'll be out there doing the great thing. So, as we know, having a secure and safe home is the most basic of human needs, and the impact of homelessness is devastating. The hard reality is that there are people on this island today who are experiencing real difficulty. They have no home. The strategy for you uses data for April 2019. As at the end of September 2019, there were 184 households containing 274 children living in temporary accommodation. Equally, as at the end of September 2019, there were 26 households living in bed and breakfast accommodation, containing 16 children between them. The month also saw 25 households being accepted as homeless and in priority need, and there were 13 rough sleepers known to us at the end of September. So we've seen the number of households in temporary accommodation increase by 3 since April 2019. More positively, however, the number of rough sleepers has reduced by 54% in the last 11 months. The numbers of families with children accommodated in bed and breakfast accommodation has reduced by 60% since January 2019, and we have prevented 34% more households from becoming homeless compared to the same period in 2018. Specifically, our Housing Needs Service has prevented 165 households from becoming homeless since April this year alone. These are individuals and families where we have intervened to prevent a landlord from evicting a tenant. These are individuals and families who have not kept up with their mortgages, perhaps because of bereavement, redundancy or ill health, and where we have intervened on their behalf and arranged new payment plans. These are individuals who are fleeing domestic abuse, and where we have worked with police and others to get the alleged perpetrator removed from the home. I'm especially pleased to inform colleagues that in September 2019, no child had been living in bed and breakfast for more than 6 weeks. And I'm equally delighted to inform colleagues tonight that our emergency winter shelter opened its doors this week, providing up to 25 places for homeless people, offering them more than a warm bed, hot shower and hot meal. Indeed, I wish to commend the excellent work that our Property Services and Housing Needs Service and, of course, the Salvation Army have done to ensure that we are able to open the doors of the winter shelter precisely at the time when we were really beginning to feel the temperature dropping. There are a whole variety of reasons why someone finds themselves in the terrifying situation of not having a safe and permanent home, and our Housing Needs Service is literally their fourth emergency service. The strategy before you tonight has three key aims: for homelessness to be rare, brief and one-off. It aligns very deliberately with the government's rough sleeper strategy and is organised around the three core pillars of prevention, intervention and recovery. Our intentions for each of these is set out in detail. The outcomes we expect to deliver through this strategy are set out in paragraph 45, page C19, and I think we agree that the different targets are ambitious and rightly so. Finally, appendix 3 of the paper, starting at page C33, gives detail to the action plan that accompanies the strategy. I want you to be aware of the scale of issues we face on the island, the progress we have made to date, but also be aware of the progress we need to still deliver. Thank you, and I will put this to be recommended to Cabinet.
Thank you, Claire. Does any other member wish to speak on the strategy? I would echo Claire's comments about the work, which is not always easy to see when these things are worked on. And I thank all the staff that have been involved in developing the strategy. Any other comments, Paul?
I just want to say I had the privilege of going up to Barton Primary School last week, the converted primary school, and it's quite staggering what we've done and the men are invested to make this place into a real good home for up to 25 people. And the Salvation Army worked there last week at the meeting, and they're incredibly grateful for what we've done and the service that we'll offer and the rooms they have for setting up internet, having them fill in forms, paperwork. It's quite incredible. And, you know, credit to Jamie and his team. It's brilliant.
Thank you. And are you seconding?
Absolutely. We would have to second that.
Ian?
Thank you, Leader. I'd like to also thank Claire and her team for what's been achieved. In my my role as Armed Forces Champion and President of the Royal British Legion, I occasionally get this message saying that there's a veteran sleeping somewhere rough and things like that. And I do my best to go and find them and see what's going on and basically try and refer them to the system, if I can put it that way. And they are always helped. Sometimes they don't want to be helped, but I'm grateful for the help that they do get. So I'd like to say thank you for that.
Any other Wayne?
Only that when I was not mentioned that we've finally got somewhere to put wet sleepers. I think that's important, whether we're getting now. So we've got somewhere warm to go. Inside and safe, so hats off to your team.
Claire. Comments from the scrutiny committee in relation to this. The committee accepts that the strategy is fit for purpose. Secondly, that the monitoring of the delivery of the action plan will be a matter for the policy and scrutiny committee for neighbourhoods and environment in due course. Steve,
yeah, I'm just going to echo what other people have said. Really, I think it's fantastic and ambitious. Strategy, but what's wrong with that? You know, aim high and intend to get there. And Jamie, I think it's fantastic the work that you've been doing, and well done, everybody.
Thank you for that. So, members, we're being recommended to approve option one, which is to approve the homelessness and rush leaving strategy 2019-24, setting out the council's strategic direction for tackling homelessness, reducing temporary accommodation, and eliminating rush sleeping. As that appendix A to the report. All those in favour, please show.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
None against or abstain. I think that's unanimous, so thank you very much for that. The second item on the